Seamus is totally hungover. All this and more on Christus Vincit, episode 21, coming to you right now.
Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat.
From a living room somewhere in Rhode Island, it's Christus Vincit. Today's features: news from the blogosphere, the Christus Vincit whitelist, part 5, the good, the bad, and the ugly, musical guests, Googly, and now, your friend in the podcasting age, Ryan Michael Page.
Welcome to episode 21 of Christus Vincit. I am Brian Michael Page. Today is Sunday, March 19th, 2006, the third Sunday of Lent. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days." He was talking about his body, but not a temple building. I don't think the Jews really caught grasp of that, do you? Well, anyways, I want to wish a happy belated St. Patrick's Day to all you Irish folk out there. The organ music you just heard earlier was a couple of variations on the hymn tune, St. Patrick's Breastplate. The tune itself was written by Charles V. Stanford. The text that normally goes with it begins, "I bind unto myself today," and it's a translation of the Gaelic lorica, or breastplate, of St. Patrick. The most popular text that goes with that was written by Cecil Francis Alexander.
What the? Seamus, you stoned out of a cotton-picking mind!
But I haven't had any
anything to drink since Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday, and you're still stoned. That was St. Patrick's Day. How many did you have?
We had a bit of a challenge the other night, and I won, you see. O'Malley had one. McShay had a six-pack.
Yeah? What about you?
I smoked them all. I got a keg all to myself. And now I can't fart.
Well, shame on you, Seamus. You can't do the news in that shape. Go get yourself some coffee, and I'll get someone who's a little more sober. Oh, brother.
And now, news from the blogosphere. Here is your correspondent, Brian Michael Page.
Greetings, folks, and welcome to News Under the Blogosphere. Well, Seamus O'Reilly is a bit under the weather this weekend. I had to get a substitute right quick. So now I'm going to bring you the winner of the 2005 Rhode Island Amateur Deep Voice Contest, Father Judd McFry.
Well, finally, a bishop is doing something good about liturgy in America. Bishop Edward J. Slattery of Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been publishing articles in their diocesan newspaper called The Eastern Oklahoma Catholic, calling for a more faithful application of the church's norms on liturgy. This guy should really have been appointed as the head of the bishop's committee on the liturgy. Seriously, this guy is good. Check out The Eastern Oklahoma Catholic within the website of the Tulsa Diocese, www.dioceseoftulsa.org.
We're going to send a hat tip to that to Father John Zulsdorf for that link to Bishop Slattery's articles. And we're going to tip our hats to Father John again for singing the praises of Monsignor Richard J. Schuller, who just celebrated his 60th anniversary of the priesthood last October. You see, Monsignor Schuller was instrumental in his role in having the Novus Ordo Missae done right, while serving as pastor at St. Agnes Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. By the way, St. Agnes Church is on the good side of our good, bad, and the ugly episode today. The rest you will catch later on in the show.
Argent by the Tiber reports that there is a new bobblehead with the likeness of runaway bride herself, Jennifer Wilbanks. This will just disappear as quickly as the bride herself, I think. But you can read more about it at soniodargento.blogspot.com. That's soniodargento.blogspot.com.
By the way, baseball season is coming soon, and I want you to know that, just like every year, I am supporting two teams, the Red Sox and whoever beats the Yankees. My daughter got me the t-shirt, not knowing that I got the classic Yankee hater hat just minutes before she got home. Worked out perfect. Anyone ever see that classic Yankee hater hat, by the way? If you haven't seen it, it's a logo similar to the NY logo that you see on the Yankee cap. Yep, that same logo, except the letters are YH for Yankee hater. And as for one certain center fielder, well, long hair, full beard, Red Sox uniform, good. Short hair, clean-shaven Yankee pinstripes, bad.
Sean Tribe at the New Liturgical Movement has a side-by-side comparison of three Catholic liturgies, the Dominican Rite Mass, the traditional Roman Rite Mass, and the Missa Normativa, or Normative Mass, as we know it today. TheNewLiturgicalMovement.blogspot.com.
Well, you're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly written out today on the Christos Vincit blog. Oh, and by the way, I meant to tell you, I got myself tossed from the NPM users message board the other day for making them face some truth, that many of them would rather heed to their own teachings over those of Holy Mother Church. Well, that's okay. I still have the Adoramus Society, where the liturgical truths can be found.
Nick Basehor's music list not only posted for today, but for last Friday. You see, St. Patrick is the patron saint of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Cathedral and of the diocese, both of which Nick proudly serves. March 17th was raised from a memorial to a feast in Harrisburg. They even get to sing the Gloria, legally. Well, Nick also has an organ recital this afternoon, Music Under the Dome, along with his grandfather and contrabassist, Raymond Matula. I think they'll do quite well.
Well, I think so, too. And you can catch that and more at christusvinci.blogspot.com. We are your alternate Lenten Friday meet. and we'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music, and we'll continue on the Christos Vincit Whitelist and a brand spanking new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Don't go away.
Peace and good. I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, a Third Order Franciscan, and I invite you to check out the Catholic Under the Hood podcast, where I shine a little light on and lift a bit of the hood off of the mystery that is the Catholic Church. So if you are interested in the history of the faith, its traditions, its spirituality, join me as each week we discover more, live more, and pray more. That's Catholic Under the Hood at catholicunderthehood.blogspot.com.
Well, here's a run through of the music that we did today for the third Sunday of Lent. We'll start with our introit hymn, The Ever Pompous Lifts High the Cross. This is a text that was written by two authors, George Kitchen and Michael Newbolt, and set to the tune Crucifer, which was written by Sidney Hugo Nicholson. The Psalm 19 setting, Lord, You Have the Words of Everlasting Life, was the setting taken from Worship 3. And the music for the antiphon was by Richard Prue. The music for the psalm verses, of course, was Joseph Gelinot, and using the Grail translation. The hymn during the offertory was the English I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. Text was written in the 19th century by Horatius Bonar, as B-O-N-A-R. And the tune, a 19th century English melody, later was adapted by Ralph Vaughan Williams as its present version, the tune we know it today, Kingsfold. The last two pieces of music, the Communion and Recessional, are no strangers to us. We've done them before. The Communion, Grant to Us, O Lord, by Lucian Dice. And then, finally, the Recessional, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, using the Dutch tune In Babylone. That's the Frederick Faber classic text. And the music for the Ordinary of the Mass is exactly the same as it was the last couple of weeks. And it will be the same throughout Lent.
The Christus Vincit Whitelist.
And we now bring you to part 5 of the Christus Vincit Whitelist. And this is where we take our Breaking Bread 2006 hymnal and whitelist all the good Catholic hymns. Well, we left off up at 400 on our last episode, and we're going to now continue on with number 403. We're in the Holy Spirit section right now, by the way. 403 is the beloved classic, Come Holy Ghost. And this is the translation of the classic, Veni Creator Spiritus, a translation by Edward Caswall, that is. And the music is by the French Jesuit Louis Lambalot in the 19th century. Moving on, of course, we have the classic Ralph Vaughan Williams tune, Down Ampney, with its text, Come Down, O Love Divine. That one's number 404. And then we go to number 406. Send Us Your Spirit, O Lord. Though written by Dan Schutte, again, this is one of his texts that actually aren't too bad, and the music's not too bad either, the melody at least, anyways. I haven't seen the accompaniment. But melody-wise, it isn't too bad. And we move on to the Unity section now. Number 413, From North and South, From East to West. This one, of course, is a good tune. The tune is Love's Embrace, written by the Benedictine Tobias Colgan from the St. Meinrad Arch Abbey, which probably explains why it's so good. Moving on to 416, In Christ There Is No East or West, and this is spiritual tune McKee, which was later adapted by Harry Burleigh. We're going to move on now to the Love section. Yep, there's actually a section here simply called Love. And we start off with 422. 422 is Where Charity and Love Prevail. And that's the translation of the Ubi Caritas as authored by Omer Westendorf. The tune called Christian Love is a chant-style tune written by the Benedictine Dom Paul Benoit. And although Benoit was known mainly for this particular tune. He also has very, very many organ works published. 423, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. And then we have a couple of ubiquitas settings here. 424, of course, is the kosher mode 6 chant. Ubiquitas et vera Deus ibi est. And then 425, one by Lawrence Rosania, one of his much better works. Moving on, 426, God is Love, Let Heaven Adore Him. This is the tune Abbott's Lay, the same tune that is used for Lord, You Give the Great Commission. And we're going to move on a little bit here more. In the love section, we also have 431, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, the tune Heiferdahl, which is mostly used with Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. And I believe we had mentioned it earlier with Church of God, Elect and Glorious in the last episode. In 432, What Wondrous Love Is This? O My Soul, O My Soul, early American tune, Wondrous Love. And then we go to the creation setting, and we find a couple of pieces right in front of me here. For the Fruits of This Creation, 433, the Welsh tune, Ahid Enos. And then 434, which is a Dakota Indian hymn. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. I think that's how you pronounce it. Laqui Parle. That's 434. Many, O Great, O God, are Your works. And we skip over a little bit to 437. O Who Can Know the Mind of God. And that is a nice one there. That's, I think that's based on Romans. I'm not sure. It uses the Morning Song, early American tune. The text is by Benedictine Sister Genevieve Glenn. 438 is the classic I Sing the Mighty Power of God, using the tune Ella Combi. 440 is the Lucian Dice classic All the Earth Proclaim the Lord. You probably remember that one, right? All the Earth Proclaim the Lord, singing your praise to God. 441, we're going to the trust section now. 441, For the Healing of the Nations. Albeit it's set to the tune St. Thomas, I would have rather seen Westminster Abbey or maybe even Picardy. But it's still a very good text. 442, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. The only thing I would probably do a little bit different is replace the italicized verses with the rest of the Frederick Henry Hedge translation. And then we're going to skip from there. Where were we at? 442. 451, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound has saved a wretch like me. Yes, we are all wretches. We are all sinners. Don't be afraid of the text. 454. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yes, very simple melody. Very singable melody, obviously. I tend to make it sound a little bit like the Paco Bell Canon when I play it. But it's not a bad little tune. 457. Oh God, I Help in Ages Past. The classic Watts text using the tune St. Anne. 461. Another shooty gem. And I do stress the word gem. This is one of his better ones. The Psalm 139 based You Are Near. Yahweh, I Know You Are Near. And now moving into the comfort section. Maybe the comfort zone. One of the few good pieces by Christopher Walker, Like a Child Rests in Its Mother's Arms, based on Psalm 131. And then we go to 469. 469, Shelter Me, O God. Another one of Hurd's pieces. And with a couple of adjustments in the harmony, this can actually sound really good. 470 is I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, which we did today at Mass. 474, Christ in the Rubble. This was written, the text was written by Sister Genevieve Glenn, the Benedictine nun. The tune titled September Hope, and this is a new tune. Actually, both of these are fairly new. 2001 copyright date on both of these. Tobias Culkin wrote the tune, and this was written in light of the fallings of the World Trade Center, the crashes, deadly crashes. move on a little bit more here. 476. Do Not Be Afraid, a Taizé-style piece written by Sister Suzanne Tulin. Definitely a big improvement from her I Am the Bread of Life days. 477, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, the classic 23rd Psalm. And another classic 23rd Psalm-based text and tune here, The Living God, My Shepherd Is, using the tune Brother James Air. In fact, this is the first year that The Living God, My Shepherd Is made it into the Breaking Bread or the Music issue. It replaces another text that used the same tune called My Shepherd Lord. The Living God, My Shepherd is far better. 483, Psalm 42, As the Deer Longs. It uses that English folk tune, Oh Wally Wally. A little bit of an alteration, though. Instead of being written in three, it was written in four. But still not bad, and pretty faithful to the psalm. 484 is The Beloved Faith of Our Fathers. Can't go wrong there. 485, There Is One Lord, set by Owen Allstott. Not a bad piece at all. 486, The Beloved, O Lord, I Am Not Worthy. I don't care what the progressives say about O Lord, I Am Not Worthy. Somebody once asked me why I would program such a hymn in a post-conciliar church. Look at the text. O Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come to me, but speak the words of comfort, my spirit healed shall be. Now, think about it. That's a paraphrase of something that we say just before we go to receive communion, right? Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Domine non sum dignus ut interessum tectum meam, sed tantum dicve bovet sanabitur anima mea. Bam. Thank you. 488. Hold Me in Life. Somewhat based on Psalm 25. I'm trying to pronounce these Dutch names here. Hub, H-U-U-B, Oosterhuis, and Bernard Huibers. 489, We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. Excellent text. I often use a different tune, usually St. Anne. 490, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. And this is one I actually don't mind. And I mean, even the Anglicans at Westminster Abbey use it. It's the one text that I would recommend by Sebastian Temple. The one hymn completely I would recommend by Sebastian Temple. And usually if it comes between that and Let There Be Peace on Earth, I usually stick with Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. At least it's faithful to the prayer that was written by St. Francis of Assisi. 497, we're now in the Jesus Christ section here. Adoro Te Devote, in only its second year. The Adoro Te Devote in Latin and in English, and it's using the probably the best English translation in print, Godhead Here in Hiding, Whom I Do Adore. 498, Hail Sovereign Love, which was set to music by Randall de Vrijen, and the text was written by the Benedictine Harry Hagen. 499, O Christ Our Teacher, using the classic tune Herr Jesu Dich zu uns wend, and also a Harry Hagen penned text. And then we go into another Benedictine here at number 500, O Christ, You Speak the Names of God. And again, using the early American tune, Morning Song. In our next episode, we will take on from the 500s section. We'll be back. We still have The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and we have Foogly. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
And now, time for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Brought to you by Fiat, the official car driven by the Blessed Virgin Mary. Test drive one today with the Kirk Jester. www.splendoroftruth.com/Kurt Jester and go to the October 2004 archives.
See dealer for details.
Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly takes place in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota. Yes, we feature the music programs of churches in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Here we go. The Good. St. Agnes Church in St. Paul. And you can find that one at www.stagnes.net. The Bad. St. Joan of Arc Church in Minneapolis. That one is www.stjoan.com. The Ugly. Mr. Caruso, Thomas Day's favorite cantor, sings Holy Mass at either church. Ew! Or it could be a lot worse. Could be Seamus in his present state trying to sing hungover. Ew! And now we bring you Foogly. Heard was Be Thou My Vision by Foogly. That's F-U-G-L-I. And they come courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. That's music.podshow.com. Be Thou My Vision is an ancient Irish text that was later translated by Mary Byrne in 1905. And that was from Eleanor Hall's poem Book of the Gael, 1912. And the music
It's a hymn tune called Slain, which is a traditional Irish melody, and it was adapted later in 1927 in a collection called The Church Hymnary.
Greetings. Father Judd McFry here, and I want to tell you how you can vote for all your favorite podcasts, all in one sweeping blow. Just go to DisciplesWithMicrophones.org and click on the podcast tab, and then scroll down just a little bit, and on the sidebar, you can hit Vote for All Podcasts, and that gives all your favorite podcasts a voice in Podcast Alley. All your favorite podcasts like Christus Vincit, I Padre, Catholic Mormon, and Catholic Under the Hood, and many, many more. DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds and give all your favorite Catholic podcasts a voice.
I want to thank you all for joining me. Now I want to thank Father Judd McFry for giving us a hand in a pinch. And I want to also pray that Seamus O'Reilly will get over his hangover as quickly as humanly possible. Christus Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, the B-Team, and of course the Christus Vincit Network. Next episode, we will go into part 6 of the Christus Vincit Whitelist. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Christus regnat, Christus imperat.